Hiya, Michael. It's Matt Blank here.
Matt, how are you?
I'm okay. How are you, mate?
I'm good.
Cool. Michael Ninn has collected more adult video news awards than any other adult director ever. One of his biggest hits, Shock, earned an incredible 17 awards in 1 year. Now, one of Michael's newest films is Perfect, which is, I believe, a Matrix-styled film with high-tech special effects. This is the first adult film to incorporate the acclaimed bullet time effect and will no doubt raise the standard of the adult movie-making world. Now, the high-tech gadgets he uses establish new standards of technical excellence and originality in the porn industry. Even Michael's feature, Descent, is a big-budget hardcore movie that features state-of-the-art 3D computer animation. And now, at the age of 48, the fascinating director talks to me, Matt Blank. So, Michael, what you have done for pornography is what the Beatles did for music, what George Lucas did for sci-fi, and what Delia Smith did for cooking. I mean, you are the Steven Spielberg of the porn world.
That's what they tell me.
How does it feel?
Well, you know, I'm pretty removed from the business, so I spend, you know, my off time with my family, and I'm not... Although I'm in the business, I'm a filmmaker first, you know, a pornographer second.
Yeah.
You know, even though we do special effects, the real hidden thing is that the women are incredibly beautiful in the films.
Mm.
You know, I mean, the style of the film is just as important as the effect. My stuff has been branded artcore, not hardcore, but artcore. You know, it has all the elements of a hardcore movie, just sold differently.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, we take the time to light the show properly. We take the time to bring in the best makeup artists, the best, you know, art directors.
How long does it usually take to film one of your pornographic movies?
Usually one of ours between 4 and 5 days. Storyboards are done so that because the shooting schedule is so tight, you know, so everything is done by the storyboards, and we're doing 20 to 30 setups a day.
How far in advance do the actors get their scripts?
A lot of my stories are not actor-driven.
Right.
You know, we use elements like voiceovers and devices like that to increase the amount of footage that we get.
Yeah.
So we're not heavily actor-driven.
Do I believe you started out filming music videos and adverts? Is that correct?
I started out actually in the advertising business.
And then you went to work with Capitol Records? Filming
well,
some of their music
I
videos?
Some stuff at Capitol Records in the late 80s.
And so when did you move into porn? Was it 1992?
Yes,
okay.
Somewhere in the early 90s or so.
So having a fairly successful business in adverts and music videos, why did you move to porn? Why?
Well, you know, number one, when you deal with, you know, there's a lot of freedom in adult.
Yeah.
And, you know, music videos, you share the creative process with the artist who has a vision also.
Mm.
A lot of music video is art by committee, which I didn't care for at all. I mean, one of the things that's really good about adult is that it's not art by committee. You can be as wacky as you want to be, and you know, you either get the acclaim or you don't, you know.
You've been here for 10 years now, roughly, doing adult movies. Have you celebrated your 10th anniversary in any way, or are you planning to?
No, you know, I mean, like I said, that, you know, it's what I do for a living. I don't live in the life. There are people that live in the life, that go to the swing parties, that go to the fetish balls, and party pretty heavily within the business.
Yeah.
And, you know, I come in and I make my movies and have another life.
Yeah.
And I, you know, I don't have a whole lot of friends within the business.
Right.
I know that's a boring answer, but, I have a regular, normal life,
right,
you know, outside of the business.
On that note, what do you get your kick out of?
I enjoy jet skiing, and I'm a technophobe, you know, so I love technology.
Right.
And more of my time is dedicated in post-production and how to achieve the effects that we want to do on a limited budget. And
talking of budget, how much do you look to spend on one of your movies?
It depends. We do them as low as $65,000, and then as high as $200,000. You know, it totally depends on what we're working on and what we're trying to do. I mean, we do the Diva series, which is our girl series,
yeah,
which is just stylized vignettes. We can do those relatively inexpensively.
Do you get the most satisfaction knowing that people get sexually aroused by your movies, or do the awards and the money turn you on more?
Well, one of the things, you know, I mean, I've gotten mail from people who have said, you know, I've been married 20 years, my wife and I sat down and watched Cashmere, and what an evening we had. That turns me on, because, you know, I'm not a young man. I'm 48 years old and been with the same woman for a long time, and If you can spice it up and keep it together, and a couple can be honest with themselves and watch it and get turned on together, that to me is great.
I take it that's your objective in every film, that you want to get the watcher turned on.
Exactly.
And you do that most of the time, so you must
be
happy.
I try. No, I mean, that's the business we're in. I take the same approach that Chanel takes when they sell perfume, and, you know, we're selling women.
Okay.
You know, we're selling beauty, and we're selling glamour, and we're selling sex. But, you know, it has to be beautiful. It has to be presented. Myself and Andrew Blake really take the time to make the women as beautiful as possible and make them look as mainstream as possible.
Do you ever sit down and watch one of your own movies that you made, maybe something like Sex, which was one of your first? You know, I mean, do you ever look at it and do you get turned on now?
No, because I know all the mechanics behind what went on. There's so much setup involved and so much lighting and so much positioning, and so I mean,
when you say positioning, I'm presuming you're talking about the lighting or the people.
I'm talking about both the talent and camera.
Okay.
You know, so I mean, it's usually to do a scene with me, it's a long time to get it exactly the way that I want it.
Right.
And then when it's edited together, it's pretty seamless, but it wasn't seamless
in the making.
It.
Yeah. Well, on a similar note, then, I mean, when you're on the set, you're surrounded by, you know, many naked beautiful women. Don't you get turned on when you're directing? You know, have to take a few absurd trips to the boys' room or something like that. You know.
No, but you know what? I'll tell you that there are times in the casting of it, I'll meet somebody like Nikita Denise, who is just an incredible talent right now. And sitting talking with her when we're negotiating her contract to do the picture, there are times that I might get turned on, or I might be stimulated by the conversation.
Right.
And the thought of what she's going to do for us.
Right.
The actual act is still so striking to me on set.
Right.
The actual act is more of, holy, they're doing this in front of me. I'm still overwhelmed by the thought that people are actually going to take off their clothes and have sex.
Yeah.
You know, so I mean, that still kind of messes with my mind.
Okay, well, we're going to come to a bit of talk about casting later on in the interview.
Okay.
But let's go to more of your personal life at the moment. Is it two sons that you have?
I have three sons.
You have three sons?
And two daughters.
Okay, and how old are they?
My youngest son is three, so I'm kind of a late bloomer.
Is that the
there.
One that you were just watching TV with?
Yes.
Right, okay.
We're watching SpongeBob.
Right, okay. And how old are your other children?
Well, I have a 10, 11, 13, and 14.
So none of them are in the porn business yet?
No. Although, it's very weird. My 10-year-old, I have every kind of guard you can put on a computer.
Right.
To keep the kids. I really believe that what we do is for adults only.
Right.
You know?
So have you told them about what you do?
My kids don't know exactly what I do, but my oldest son knows that I just finished 2.5 years of working for Playboy, an
uh-huh.
animated series for them.
Right.
And so there was a lot of times messengers would drop off stuff to the house from Playboy, scripts and stuff like that. So my son was very aware that I worked for Playboy.
He's
not sure that I'm Michael Ninn.
How are you going to break it to them? Because it's a bit of a taboo subject still in the modern world. It's still a bit taboo, isn't it? To be like,
of course,
you know, to be associated with it. So how are you going to tell your child?
I coach my daughter's softball team. My lives are two separate worlds.
Yeah.
You know.
Do you ever look at, you know, some of the players and go, oh, she'll be good in the movie?
No. No. That's purely an English thing.
Right.
You know?
Well, thank you very much. How true.
You know, I've never been really attracted to younger women. Or girls. I much prefer women. A woman that is perfectly groomed.
Yeah.
To me, if you ask me what a turn-on is, to me, that is a turn-on.
Well, do you, when you talk about this, do you ever sit back and go, Christ, how perverted am I, or is this? You know, do you ever think, God, what am I doing?
You know, I have a healthy attitude about sex, though.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't think that it's perverted. I don't think that people having sex is there's anything wrong with it. And I don't think there's anything wrong in filming the act and taking the viewer on a journey.
Uh-huh.
You know, I don't see anything wrong with that. I don't see that it's perverted, as long as it's for other adults.
On a personal level, then, do you have a healthy sex life?
Incredible.
You've been married and you're divorced?
Yes.
And you're now living with someone else?
Well, I'm actually remarried, and we've been together almost 10 years.
And what happened to your first marriage? Did the porn get in the way at all?
No, I actually worked for at the time, I was actually working for a big news agency in America, and just my schedule was incredibly hectic.
So you never asked your wife or either of your wives to say, oh, do you want to be in one of my films? You never done that?
No.
Personal business, separate, okay.
Actually, my wife today was my banker.
Oh, right, okay. So she is involved a bit in the business, but not as the stars.
Exactly. And she, you know, she's actually been on set.
I got to ask you, because, you know, you're surrounded by sex. Your wife's, you know, fascinated, obviously, by your work. Have you ever had a threesome? You don't have to answer if you don't want to. I just think it's a cracking question.
You're good, man. You're real good. I won't answer that.
You have, haven't you? And by the sounds of it, more than once. In your film Sex, in that film we see an actor, Jerry Pike. And were you happy with his performance?
I loved him.
In what way? Of being a good actor or funny?
No, he was just a very gentle soul. Very handsome kid and very funny and clever. Very good soul.
Would you ever like to use any of your actors that you've used in past films again, like Jerry Pike, you know?
I would use Jerry if he was still around, if he was still in the business.
Okay, now, if you could get any Hollywood actor to star in one of your movies, which one and why? Pick a male and a female.
Michelle Pfeiffer, probably.
Ooh, good choice.
You know, I think she is absolutely beautiful. Or Kim Basinger from 9 1/2 Weeks.
Right, yeah.
Sharon Stone.
Mm-hmm. Going for the blondes here.
Well, I like J-Lo a lot, too, though.
Right, okay. And who would you cast as the male co-star in all of this?
I love Kevin Spacey.
Yeah, Kevin Spacey?
Yes, I love
him. I can't see him in a porn movie, though.
Well, you know what? He's a tortured soul. They're great for porn movies.
Really?
He's a great carrier of adult movies.
So maybe like Robert De Niro as well has got a good chance.
Yeah, there are different parts of male actors that we use in the business. Some to do the perverse stuff, to do the role play. We did a picture called New Wave Hookers, and the hottest scene in the movie to me was a scene that really didn't have a whole lot of sex in it. I have gotten a lot of emails from women saying the scene was just a major, major turn on it.
These emails and letters you get from women, are they lesbians, or are they just women that are heterosexual but you managed to turn on as well?
I think they're heterosexual,
right.
But I also get a lot of email from women that watch the Diva series, which is our girl series.
That must be fun to film. That must be fun.
Bi and straight and lesbian watch that series. And a lot of guys watch that series with their wives.
Great, yeah. Family entertainment, that is. 10 years ago, you only just started making adult movies. Where do you see yourself in another 10 years' time? Do you still see yourself in adult movies, or do you see yourself digressing somewhere else?
We'll do it until it stops being fun.
Right.
You know, it's fun. You know, I've had my basic same crew for the last 10 years.
Uh-huh.
We get together a couple times a year and make pictures.
Mm-hmm.
And it's fun.
Any other aspect of the entertainment world that you like to go into?
I don't really control my life. You know,
right.
I let my life go where it's going to go. You know, I don't chase the dollar, and the dollar seems to come to me without chasing it.
Right.
So, I mean, I think when you let life kind of take its own course, it's a better thing.
There's so many different types of pornography in the sense
yes.
of visual. You said you went into an animated in Playboy, but, I mean, that was obviously just still cartoons. Have you ever thought of doing a cartoon movie of porn?
We just finished one for private called Too Funky For You, which is a feature,
uh-huh.
a fully animated feature, kind of like Final Fantasy.
Oh, so it's computer graphic animated tools.
Yes,
sorry.
It's computer-generated animation.
And have you read, is this the first of its type?
This is the first one since Fritz the Cat, so oh. we're hoping that it gets released in August. It took us almost 2 years to make.
Wow.
And,
because you say that you film other things in a couple of days. I mean, something that takes 2 years, such a big comparison. Do you get bored at all on working on it?
We had a crew of about 15 guys working on that show. We had a crew in America, a crew in Russia,
wow.
so... it was interesting to watch it grow and come alive.
Wow.
It's expensive, but a show like that will have some long legs.
What's been your biggest challenge so far in your career, would you say? I mean, Jerry Pike?
Well, no. I think the biggest challenge in general is that the kind of stuff that I do, I've always heard would not sell. When I did Sex, I brought the movie into the owner of the company, and he watched it over the weekend, and he came back and he said, you know, Michael, this is a nice first effort, but I don't think the picture is going to do too well.
Yeah.
You know, over 100,000 pieces later, the picture has been done incredibly well.
Wow.
You know, and he said, well, you got lucky.
When you first decided to go into porn, you know, I mean, obviously you've got some mates that you probably go out to the pub with every now and then and, you know,
of course.
Get pissed and fart a lot with. How did you tell them that you were just suddenly going to go into porn? Did you do it when they were drunk, or how do they react?
Well, a lot of my friends from the straight world don't know that I'm Michael Ninn.
Is that your, like, stage name, as it were?
It's a stage name.
So what's your real name?
I can't tell you that.
Oh. So a lot of your friends don't actually know that you are the Michael Ninn.
Exactly.
Wow. You know, that's the best kept secret in the world, Michael.
Well, you know what? It doesn't change me either way. You know, it doesn't change their perception of me, whether or not I'm Michael Ninn or if I'm just Michael.
So as they know you as for your real name, have you ever shown them one of your videos and go, I know this is from this bloke called Michael Ninn?
I've actually talked to people, didn't know that I was Michael Ninn,
right?
And I've watched them watch one of my movies or talk about me without knowing that I was him.
Wow.
Which is very interesting.
In a good way or interesting in a bad way?
Yeah, usually it's, you know, I haven't heard a whole lot of negativity. There are people that don't like my work because they think it's style over substance, which may be true in some cases. Right. But I don't see any problem with style. I think style is important. I think to brand what you do and have a look is very important.
Have you ever tried to get, like, you know, a celebrity into one of your movies?
No, but we have a lot of people that come on set. And a lot of famous people have been on set with me while we shoot. I really can't give names, but we have people that like to come on set with us and watch the show.
Right. Obviously, your children are quite young still, but, I mean, would you like them to grow up into some sort of line of work that you do?
My oldest daughter is very aware of the Playboy and would like to go into the business. Even though she's only 15, she's incredibly brilliant, and I could see her coming in and taking in works eventually. And
when you step down to retire, your daughter takes over?
Yes.
But that'd be amazing.
More so than my son. I think my oldest son would be into the inventory very deeply.
Well, it's nice to keep it as a family business, isn't it? You know.
Yeah, but my oldest son, if he would direct, I think it might lead to a life of success. You can have all the great sex in the world, but without love, you know, it's, and I don't want to blow my image with your listeners, but without love, I mean, love and sex together is an incredible thing.
Yeah.
It's an absolute incredible thing. Sex by itself every once in a while is great, but a constant diet of meaningless sex is a pretty empty world.
I said that I'll come back to casting. So, I mean, what do you look for? How do you cast one of your pornographic movies? Let's start with females. What do you look for?
The most important thing, both in male and female, is that the woman carries classic beauty. I want a woman that looks as close to mainstream model as possible. And I look for, you know, insatiable sexual appetite. That makes my job very, very easy when the woman is just an incredible sexual being.
Right. I mean, obviously your movies aren't just, you know, press play, watch people having sex, you know, because there's a story to it, there's acting.
Right.
So do you ask people to, like, come along and do a monologue? Sing a show song or something like that?
Well, I have people, you know, read for me and walk for me and talk for me, and obviously the most beautiful women we can possibly find that will do a doll.
Right. What happens if you find an amazing, you know, like someone walks in and you just know that she is the best thing that you're going to have on your movie, but she is an awful actress, but looks-wise, she has got it. What would you do then?
Well, you know, then again, it's like I was talking about before.
Just do dubovers.
We use a person like Jamie Gillis to tell the story
right. And
to carry the acting, and what we do is we shoot her, and because we can, in post-production, slow her down, we can speed her up, we can, you know, the end is that she looks beautiful in the movie. To be incredibly sexy is, everybody does what their job is. My job is to capture how sexy they are. If they're an embarrassingly bad actress, I'm going to try to use as little of that talent as I have to.
You know, we've talked about the casting. So what I want to know is, would you like to have a handsome young Brit in one of your movies?
Yeah.
Ah, no,
of course.
Is there a part possibly I could play in one of your movies?
Of course.
That would be great.
I mean, you tell me what you want to do and we'll try to set it up.
Well, I mean, anything. You're the director. I mean, do you write the plays as well?
I write all my
Well, then you can just write me in, you know, but just have some sexy young English radio presenter.
You haven't sent your pictures in to me.
I've got a website and you can have a look at the pictures there.
Okay. That's I need a side full frontal nudity. Can I find that on the site?
Not on the site, but I can send you one over email. Bloody hell. Well, I mean, do I have to do a nude? Can I just do like a walk-in, someone who keeps their clothes on, like a taxi driver or something?
Oh,
like
yes,
that.
You could do that with no problem at all.
I would love to, just a cameo part in one of your films would be amazing.
If we shoot in Barcelona near the end of the year, we will bring you to Barcelona.
That is great. Is that a deal?
That's a deal.
I've got that recorded.
Yes, you
let's not get back in your word.
Yeah, I'm a man of my word, that's for sure.
Training to be an actor as well. So
I don't think you have to train that hard.
Well, I'm just saying, you know, I mean, it could be on my repertoire.
Yeah.
But that would be fabulous. You have to get in contact with me if you're doing that, because I would love to be in one of your movies.
Well, I love characters. Not having seen you, but I can tell you have a lot of character in you.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Well, yeah, we'll definitely get that sorted out. Definitely. I'm being dead serious. I would love if I could be in one of your movies as a cameo part.
Well, you know, I'm already seeing a newscaster position.
Right.
Okay?
I've got a character.
I've got a character.
Okay.
You are a character.
Okay, well, as a final thought then, as a final question, how would you say you've contributed to the good of mankind?
Well, sex is something that we all have.
Yeah.
You know, and to deny that we don't masturbate and that we don't have sex and that children come by storks, you know, it's wrong.
Yeah.
You know, to a good healthy sex life is the key to a good healthy life. Mm. Period. And
you've brought sex to reality.
It's beautiful. Sex is beautiful. Sex is sexy. Sex is good.
And if you've got it, flaunt it.
Exactly. I mean, if we saved one couple's relationship, you know. Let me tell you something. One of the things that I've heard a lot is, you know, that in study after study, a man does not go out and rape a woman after he watches sex.
Right.
A man usually watches a porn movie, does his business, and goes to sleep.
That's because they're on so late at night, Michael.
Yeah. You know, I mean, it should be considered a healthy outlet. It removes frustration. It removes tension and everything else in your life.
Mm.
It's actually a good tool for all that, and it's great therapy.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I think more guys learn different sexual acts from watching videos than they do anywhere else. He watches a porn movie, learns different things, learns different ways to do things, techniques, and...
And we have you to thank for those techniques.
We have our talent to thank, you know.
Well, Michael, it's been great speaking to you.
You too, Matt. I mean, this has been very interesting. Whenever I do a good interview and I feel like it's been a good interview, I actually learn a little bit about myself.
Oh, and have you learned a little bit about yourself today?
Of course.
Well, thank you very, very much, Michael.
Thank you, Matt.
It's been great speaking to you, and hopefully
you
I'll
too.
Speak to you soon.
Thank you, sir.
All right, take care of yourself. Bye.